the Apostle Paul, when he wrote to the church in Philippi. He talked about all of the things he had going for himself, that he had this great lineage, that he could trace his genealogy all the way back to the earliest patriarchs of the Israelite nation. He talked about his own qualifications as a Pharisee, as someone who had the highest regard for God's word and who did everything that he could to follow what God had commanded. And then he says this: all these things that I have going for me, whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things. I count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, so that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, so that by any means possible I can attain to the resurrection of the dead. Everything he had going for him, even his own life, was worth losing, because what Christ offers is worth far, far more. That suffering that he talks about, Paul was not a stranger to suffering. Again, if you read through the book of Acts, you see how he gets stoned and chased and rejected and imprisoned. And ultimately, he as well, he faced execution for speaking about the Christian faith. He wasn't a stranger to suffering. But he said, I want to share in his sufferings, to become like him, to become like Jesus in his death, so that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Because the new life, the eternal life with God, is far better than any prolonged life here on earth. What does this have to do with us? Because we're not in that situation, are we? It's not likely that any of us are going to be executed for our faith in Jesus. James, Peter, John, Paul, these famous apostles of the New Testament, every threat they faced, they knew was insubstantial compared to the offer of eternal life from Jesus. There was nothing that was going to put them off from that. Not suffering, not torture, not death. Nothing was going to convince them that turning away from Jesus was going to make it worth their while compared to following after Jesus. What are the threats we face as we try and speak in our lives, in our world, about the good news of Jesus? Embarrassment? Being excluded, being treated differently, being seen as a bit of a weirdo. I speak to teenagers almost every day about Jesus, try and explain to them what the good news is. And I mean, I'm a Bible guy. That's what I get called in Selkirk High School, and that's fine. But it's hard to speak about the gospel because all of these things, all these barriers, get in the way. We want to talk about Jesus, but oh, maybe we'll just not mention it. We want to talk about Jesus, but oh, I don't want to offend anyone. And we want to talk about Jesus, but I just don't want to be seen as a bit weird. Those things, I completely relate to all those things. If the Holy Spirit is in you, if you really believe that Jesus is raised from the dead, if you really believe that everybody needs to know about the good news of Jesus, or face eternity away from God, what barrier is your embarrassment to the eternal salvation of someone who needs to know about Jesus? What barrier is your discomfort in that conversation compared to eternity without Jesus for the person you're talking to? What barrier is it to seem just a bit weird if you're speaking to someone who needs to know about Jesus? It's urgent. It really matters that people know what Jesus has done for us, that people know that God has called each person to repent and to believe in him. It matters. And if the barrier of death, the barrier of torture, of persecution, wasn't enough of a barrier for the disciples, who had the same Holy Spirit in them as we have in us, then can't we overcome those barriers? Is that not something we can do? Is the Holy Spirit not powerful enough in your life to help you just get over being a little bit of the strange person in your community. You have a message to share. We write this into our declaration of principle as Baptists. You know, when we decided what are the three things we all need to agree on to associate together as churches, one of those three things is the duty of every disciple to bear witness to the good news of Jesus Christ and to take part in the evangelization of the world. Every disciple is someone who has this duty to share the good news with anyone who will listen, and sometimes with people who won't listen. I just want you to consider, I can't answer for you. That's the cost Jesus talked about. He said, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. If the Holy Spirit lives in you, if you understand the urgency of the message, will you pay that cost? Frequently, I need to repent of my own cowardice when an opportunity presents itself and I back away from it and to share the gospel. I just encourage you to think for yourself, to think, is it urgent to me? Is the Holy Spirit in me? And are these barriers big enough to prevent me from sharing the good news? Let's pray. Lord God, you are faithful. Nothing that stands against your church will overcome your church. The one who is in us is greater than the one who is in the world. I thank you that king after king who has stood against you has fallen, but the word of God increased and multiplied. We just pray that we'll see that in our world, that we'll see the growth of the church in places where the church is hard-pressed and suffering. And I pray that you would give us their courage, the courage of the apostles, the courage of the persecuted church, not from our own strength, but from your Holy Spirit living in us, empowering us to share the good news with the people around us. Thank you that you've brought each one of us into your family. You've saved us, you've filled us with your Spirit, you've made us right in your sight, and you have convinced us of the sure hope of the resurrection. Help us to take up that call, to share the good news with the people around us, and to see your kingdom grow in advance in our town, in our county, in our nation. Bless your church, Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Make us wholly yours, and send us out in your power. In Jesus' name, amen.